PJ Carbide.
Hi, is Rosemarie in?
This is.
Hi, Rosemarie. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Bank of who?
Bank of Cardiff. You had requested information.
I did.
Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, perfect. So this is for TJ Carbide Tool Co.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still at the 877 Grand Oaks Drive address in Howell,
right.
Michigan? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing you've been in business since
1989? 88.
Give or take?
Yeah, 1988, July of 88.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm also showing Tim Kovac. Are you both owners, or is he owner?
He's the owner. I'm his wife.
Okay. Perfect. So I know we had sent you something in the mail, and that was an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Yeah, we'd like to pay off one of our machines and buy another one and just have some working capital so I can get, like, some sales going around here.
Okay. And what do you guys do exactly?
We manufacture carbide cutting tools.
Okay.
And I know there's, like, a huge niche out there that we're not getting most of our businesses through the auto industry. But
okay.
There's niches out there that, you know, and we're looking for, like, a five-year, and we could secure it if necessary. See, the issue is we had somebody in the office.
Mm-hmm.
His general manager died in January of 2013.
Okay.
And then my husband didn't get back into his business until just recently, and that's because I went through and checked it, and the girl that was doing it was not doing it sufficiently. She hadn't reconciled the account, the checking
okay.
account, since like 2011. So I took over, and I'm like, oh hell no. Come to find out, she was late on his mortgage payments a couple times, quite a few
oh,
times.
Wow.
And that's messing with his credit. And it's like, oh, and I'm giving her unemployment?
No.
So that's the problem we're having.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the machine you want to get. What type of machine is it?
It checks the tools we make.
It's what? I'm sorry.
It checks the tools we make and gives a 360-degree checking it, you know, whatever they call it.
Okay, and this is not a piece of equipment you currently have?
No, it's not.
Okay. How much does this equipment cost?
I think it's like $36,000.
Okay.
We're trying to get it cheaper, though.
The one you're trying to pay off,
mm-hmm.
what is the balance on that?
Like $110,000.
Okay.
At the most, $110,000.
And then for just working capital, how much were you thinking?
Like 20, 25.
Okay. And that's just for general operational type of things?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're looking for a five-year loan?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because she wasn't making payments on the mortgage and that sort of thing, do you know where your husband's credit is at this point?
I pulled it yesterday. It's like a 601 in experience, a 647 somewhere else.
Okay.
EX, and then like a 618 or something. Just all over the place.
Okay. But the mortgage and all the payments, are they current at this point?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Okay.
I got it all. One of them, she was behind 2 months, and I'm like, why didn't she let? Oh my goodness! She wasn't paying him correctly. She was only giving him 3 checks out of the month and paying his bills and wasn't paying them on time. I'm like, oh, no, and you're paying her what? Oh, no. She's got to go. So yeah.
Good thing you stepped in.
Well, yeah, but now I'm like, you can't use this card. Yeah, no. And so now it's even tighter for him. So.
Okay. Now, what did the business do last year for gross revenue?
Let me give you an actual from last year.
Okay.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure, yeah.
Let me see. Are you there, hon?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, last year they were... Oh. Probably should put the whole year in. I was like, that looks kind of shy. $753,056.44.
Okay. And then this year, are you on track to do the same? Do you think it'll be less, more?
I think we're going to be less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any reason for that?
The sales are down.
Okay.
Yeah. And he doesn't have anybody out there working it, other than, you know, I'm just now getting on the phone and making contact with old people.
Okay. And you think the working capital will assist in that?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to get a sales team going, get us some marketing going.
Okay. So I'm going to let you know what I think we can offer you, and then we'll see if it's going to be a good fit.
Okay.
So we can do, okay, we don't really pay off existing equipment loans.
Okay.
So for that, we wouldn't want to touch that. But to get the new piece of equipment you want, and we finance new and used pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, find a really good deal through a vendor, we can finance that even if it's used. So the one for the
$36,000,
I think that that won't be an issue. His credit is a little bit on the lower end, but we still have programs that I think we'll be okay with. And that would be over... we can go 5 years on that piece of equipment, which will be nice. In terms of working capital, that would be a separate program. Those would be unsecured funds that you can use for whatever you choose. So for the marketing, the sales team, if you just want to have cash in the account, completely up to you. We usually lend about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So getting $25,000 shouldn't be an issue for that.
Okay.
That's going to be a little bit shorter of a term because it's unsecured, unlike the equipment financing. So the longest term we'll see on that program will be 2 to 3 years for the unsecured capital.
Okay.
So the equipment, we can go out to 5 years. The unsecured capital, 2 to 3 years. So that's kind of the range we would be looking at. Based off the information you've given me, I think you probably get approved for both programs. But they would be two separate programs.
Two separate payments?
It'd be two separate payments. I mean, you could, if we got you approved for a higher amount on the unsecured program, you could use that for the equipment, but I wouldn't do that because you would get a better rate in a longer term by doing the equipment separate.
Now, what if we had where we could put collateral down on the 25?
Possibly. What kind of collateral would it be?
We have equipment, we have property, we have all kinds of stuff paid off.
Okay. They would consider equipment. The way that would work, I have to see if it's going to work with the credit score. Credit score comes into play a lot with the collateral types of loans.
Okay.
We don't accept property. We will consider equipment sometimes. It depends on the market value. Usually what they'll look at is they will assess a market value and then give you 50% of that market value. So if you wanted $25,000, we would need a market value of at least two pieces that were worth $50,000 total.
Oh, I know. Our one Anka would be worth that. No problem.
Okay. So we can try that if you want. We can try that. We would just need to get a collateral list. I can send you that form. You would just fill in, you know, what those pieces are, how much they're worth, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then we can see if we can get you approved that route if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a few different programs, so.
Okay. What kind of interest rate are you looking at both of the programs?
So the rate for equipment financing usually starts at about 4.25%. But what we're going to take into consideration is credit, time in business and then the type of equipment you're looking to get. So you have, you know, the good time in business, the industry's fine and the equipment's fine. We're going to have to look at the credit and see, you know, how much that was affected by those payments not being made.
Right.
You know, because we just have to look at that. But, I mean, we have really good rates when it comes to equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
If we do the collateral type loan, you might be in the low teens, maybe. Could be less, I'm not sure, for the collateral loan. And then if we do it completely unsecured, mm-hmm. it'll range from 10 cents on the dollar to about 25 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between. So it's a fixed payback on that. It's not going to be an APR.
Mm-hmm.
It won't accrue interest. So we'll tell you exactly how much you'll pay back on the loan.
Okay.
So, for example, if you borrow 25, the total payback may be 29 with principal interest. So we'll give you different options so you can see, you know, what would be the payback depending on the term you choose.
Okay.
Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, it does. My issue, I would have to talk to my husband and see what he's thinking, because I was thinking we could get this all off and we'd pay less than what we're paying to finish off the payment on our machine that we got. You know, mm-hmm. so it's like a $350,000 machine. We owe like $110 on it.
Right.
So I said, why don't I get a loan and we can pay this off and get what the things I think we need.
Yeah.
All in one and paid less than what. And he's like, yeah, that sounds good. But you're talking paying another payment. And so.
Well, sometimes it's hard to just come in and just pay off an existing balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually not familiar with any companies that do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure where to direct you for that. But if you wanted to get new financing for the other piece, we could help you out with that. If you needed unsecured capital, we could potentially use, you know, a piece you have or a couple pieces and pull the capital out of that.
Now, how much of a loan could we get off of the
collateral?
Yeah.
So it would be 50% of the market value. So if you want 25, we'd need two pieces.
No, not the collateral. I'm talking how much money could I borrow.
For the new equipment?
No, for the, what you base off my, what we did last year.
Oh, okay. It's about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So you may get approved around $70,000, give or take $10,000 or so.
Mm. Should have called the year we did the $1.1 million. That would have been nice.
So the way that works is we'll approve you for the max amount, and then you decide how much you actually want to take and what term you want.
Hmm.
So if we get you approved for 70, you decide, you know, I actually want to take 35, not 25. That's completely up to you. We let you decide. We give you term options and that sort of thing as well. What is your time frame for all this?
Oh, I got time. I'm in no big hurry.
You have time. Okay. All right. The turnaround's pretty quick as well. We usually can have an approval for you within a day. And then for the unsecured program, have funds to you within a day or two after getting approved.
And how long does it take to get approval?
Usually a day. Yeah.
Well, I can't go ahead and do anything. I'll have to talk to my husband first on this. If it was the other way, I could say, yeah, okay, sure, I could do it. I can get approval. I've already got approval on that part.
Yeah.
I would have to swing by him and discuss with them. See.
No problem. What I'll do is I'll send you an email with what I need for both programs.
Okay.
And most of the information is the same for both programs for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can review it with your husband. Let me know if you have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go from there. But at least you'll have, you know, what we'll need to actually get you an approval.
Okay.
And that's, you know, no strings attached. It's Nicole.
Okay. All right, Nicole, I'll look for your email, and then I can present it to my husband.
Perfect. I'll send that over shortly.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.